Scott Blaney is... has been through more than most people in their life, am I right?
That's right, yeah.
You've been out in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Severely injured.
Yeah.
What happened in Afghan?
Well, I had my right leg amputated above the knee due to an IED blast, which took out my section in 2007.
Do you feel lucky to still be here?
Definitely lucky to be here still, but you can't lie there for and sorry for yourself. You just got to go up and carry on with life.
Is that why you do this, all the charity stuff that you're doing? Because you want to live each day and help others and...
Of course, yeah. I want to try and inspire people, definitely. And it's not like for self-pride or anything that. I'm trying to work towards raising the profile for injured servicemen throughout the rest of life, really.
You go out to Afghan, you come back to Nuneaton, and then you decide to do some crazy stuff. Why not just sit back in your armchair and watch some EastEnders? You didn't want to do that. What did you end up doing?
I ended up running my first marathon, three altogether, went on to swim the channel, and then crossed the Atlantic with the road recovery team and
as you do.
Jumped it, as you do.
You've come today to chat to me, to inspire me ahead of this half marathon. I haven't done any training. I started off well and I got to 3 miles and then I stopped.
Roisin has looked at options of quitting halfway round, including getting the bus. She's even asked if I'll pick her up in the car.
No, but the thing is, I have said those things, but I would never actually do that because I looked at my Just Giving page and it's now on £750 and that would be so wrong.
That's
to
fantastic.
Not... Isn't it amazing? And that would be so wrong to not actually... So I am going to do it, but I haven't done the lead up to it in the right way.
I never did any training for my marathons. I never did any swim training. I did a little bit, but not as much as these athletes go and do. It's all in your head at the end of the day. It doesn't matter how quickly you have to go or how slowly you can go, as long as you never stop. Suffer now, live the rest of your life a champion. Winners are not those who never fail, but those who never quit. Just think, when you finish, you'll have one up on JD.
No, she won't, because I just want to say, a couple of years ago, for the Walk for Kids, I walked 100 miles across Coventry and Warwickshire.
It's coming up for 3 years now, and he's still talking about it. You know, I like to do something annually for charity.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you were.
Do you know what? I just think you need to think of this amazing man.
I know.
On your way around.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that you've achieved, you know, it's just nothing compared to a half marathon.
Well, don't think of me. Think of the people you're doing it for.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us and for your quotes and all the amazing things you've done for charity.
No worries, thank you very much.
Have you got a car you could pick me up?